What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska!
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
The Bob Seska Show.
From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, May 11, 2023, and this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Hi, I'm Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, day 841 of the Biden-Harris administration, 544 days until the 24th presidential election. You can find me on Instagram. My handle is TheBobSeska. Twitter, it's BobSeska_gov if you want to visit that garbage site. Spoutable, Bob Seska. And holy shit, I'm on TikTok now. Bob Seska, posting videos there. So subscribe, why don't you? And of course, Patreon is BobSeskaShow.com. And sit right over there is the Goth Ninjas. Yeah. It is Spicy Jody Hamilton. You know what? Jody Hamilton makes this fun noise. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I do.
She is, of course, from the From the Bunker podcast, patreon.com/from the bunker. Also from the Stephanie Miller Show, stephaniemiller.com, freespeech.org. And David Ferguson, his music project is Astral Summer, astralsummer.bandcamp.com. I heard a great remix of last week's single, We Ride at Dawn.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. This, so far, is a perfect show.
So far.
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to fuck it up yet.
Yeah, well, except for me forgetting the name of David's single, which we played just last week, and which I heard the remix of maybe 45 minutes ago. You know what? I got to apologize to John Fugelsang, because I went on his show last night after seeing some of the CNN town hall. And
can we stop calling it a town hall? It was a fucking clown hall.
Okay? It was a rally. Okay,
sure, we'll go with that. Clown hall, well done.
Like
well,
a town hall is like you're going to meet regular human beings and not a bunch of baying, guffawing fucking idiots.
Yeah, yeah.
Happier than a bunch of ticks at a blood bank.
Yeah, it was like this.
It's disgusting.
Here's a great example of kind of what happened. Donald Trump would say, Democrats want to kill babies right after they've been born.
Yeah.
And that was like... the crowd just loving that. Oh, my God, what an atrocity. So, yeah, I was on Fugelsang's show last night right after I watched some of that shit. And I think I talked continuously, or I should say ranted continuously, for the entire segment, like 25 minutes. And then John was like, okay, question number two.
Good show, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by, Bob. At one point, I kind of paused, and he went, preach. And I just kept going. So suffice to say, I was really pissed off. And of course, my position on this is predictably nuanced, right? On one hand, I believe that people need to be exposed to Donald Trump. And I'm not talking about those of us who follow politics 24/7 and have our faces pressed up against our phones all the time with Twitter and everything. I'm talking about the folks, the rank and file voters, the low information people, the swing voters, the independent voters who forget, they forget things. I bet you if you polled swing voters, casual voters, they wouldn't be able to tell you why Donald Trump was impeached the first time.
I agree.
I would bet $1,000 on that. You know, and so that's what we're up against with this guy. We're up against not only him, but an American voting population that has the attention span of a goddamn gnat.
There's going to be a 25 to 30% of the country that is completely like clocked out on their humanity, yeah. and they love the cruelty and they love the circus, mm-hmm. and they think that Donald Trump is Jesus. But like for him to get back into office or to win anything, he needs independent and swing voters, which was mm-hmm. how he did it in 2016. And yeah. see, I feel like that spectacle last night, that grotesquerie, mm-hmm. that fucking like parade of horribles.
Yeah.
Did yeah. nothing to move the needle on independent voters.
Well,
it did nothing to like gain over undecideds, I think. It just, and because the audience was there and because they were so repulsive, as we will hear when we play the audio, mm-hmm. I don't think that did him any favors.
Well, he was being presented like a normal candidate, and that was yep. the centerpiece of the problem here. It's one thing to be exposed to Donald Trump. It's another thing to be exposed to Donald Trump when he's being framed and presented as being, oh, who's this lad with the red hair who's stumbled into mm-hmm. American politics? What does he have to say about reapportionment? What's his thoughts on foreign policy? Does he have some ideas on the Middle East? No. You present this guy for the monster that he has proven yes. himself to be. And I'm not just talking about those of us who are partisans and say, irrespective of what happens, yeah, Donald Trump's a monster. I'm talking about provably a monster. I mean, you start with the mm-hmm. fact that his company was convicted, the Trump Organization was convicted of tax fraud.
Thank you.
We're talking about a man who has been criminally indicted for falsifying business records. We've got a number of other indictments on deck. We've got a man who was just found liable for sexual abuse and defamation. Mm-hmm. The list of atrocities goes on and on. Let's say, okay, for his final year in office, Donald Trump presided over the deaths of 400,000 Americans right up until January 20th, 2021, when he was no longer in office. And in that number of people, studies have shown that he is directly responsible. His incompetence and inaction is directly responsible for the deaths of at least 180,000 of those 400,000 deaths. That is an astonishing thing. That is something that just gets lost in the noise, as Steve Bannon calls it, the signal to noise and the flooding of the zone and all that shit. Yeah. Yeah. So, and then he's presented, oh, it's another CNN town hall with former President Donald Trump. Let's ask him about Social Security. No.
Yep.
No. Oh, my God. I just kept screaming at my TV.
No.
What?
So the example of like Caitlin Collins though being so out of her depth, like she actually thought she was going to be able to corral him.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's what happens when your resume begins at the Daily Caller.
No yeah. kidding.
Yeah. Writing I mean, listicles did. Like 25 Syrians who are hot enough for us to not mind if they come here as refugees. Like, I mean, that was her like ilk.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And so.
Well, and I don't feel sorry for her. She could have said no.
That's true.
No, she wanted, I mean, she knew the ratings were going to be, I mean, she is climbing.
Do we know what the ratings were?
Do we know what the ratings were?
Do we know what they
Jiminy
were?
Jiminy Glick.
Perhaps you should
exactly.
ask Harlan Crow. By the way, everyone's kind of thinking that now because we've been talking about that. Everyone's been
I know, every time I hear his name now, I just think of you doing Jiminy Glick.
Matthew and Modine. Oh, my God. Okay. But suffice to say, the normalization of Donald Trump, that is what's going to help to destroy democracy. I mean, obviously, Donald Trump himself is going to destroy democracy because what he wants to do is he wants to get into office by any means possible. His henchmen and state legislatures are going to try to thread the needle, make sure he wins.
Yep.
And then once he gets into office, he will not leave. We need to wrap our heads around that reality that if he wins, he will not leave. Donald Trump, whether he says it or not, wants to be the American Putin. He yep. wants to be president for life. The only way he's going to leave that White House is in a body bag.
Feet first.
Yeah. But until then, he's going to be president for life. That's what he yep. wants. That's what he craves. State legislatures, Republican state legislatures across the country are making sure they are doing whatever they need to do in order to bring about that future. We need to be ready for that. And cable news, the American news media, needs to present this guy with that in mind.
I agree.
Not as just another guy, like Caitlin Collins last night asking him, will you accept the results of the election if you lose? And he says, well, of course, if it's a fair election, but that's his scam.
That's his scam.
That's what
absolutely.
He said last time.
Yeah.
If I win, it's fair.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like, no, dipshit. It's not how elections work.
Yeah. When he loses, he'll absolutely frame it as a fraudulent, dishonest, stolen election and not accept the results. That's his scam. It's dishonest if he loses. That's what it was. I mean, look, all we got to do is remember 2020. It's going to be that. Plus, it's going to be state legislatures backing him up on that, throwing out the results of the election, handing him electoral votes. So the idea is we do the things we need to do to stop him now. That's the concept here. And CNN is working against us when it comes to that. CNN,
I feel like they really got burned. I do not feel like they got whatever it was that CNN wanted out of this. They're not attracting new viewers because the new the Trump people are going to go right back to Fox and OAN. And like, I don't know. I just feel like it was a disaster for all concerned.
Yeah.
Like Caitlin Collins looked like an ineffectual idiot trying to stop a hurricane with an umbrella.
Yep.
You know, and Trump didn't do anything new. Like none of this was any, you know, his vaudeville, his act is, you know, set in stone. He doesn't improv or do anything new. It just is the same set of grievances. And yeah, his fans were there in the theater making asses of themselves. But I almost want to see him on the ballot in 2024 because he's already lost once.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true. He's not only lost once, but he's also with kind of his name in a way on the ballot in midterm elections too. If you count those, plus you count the loss of the popular vote in 2016, you know, he's heading for, chances are he's heading for another loss, but we can't take that for granted. We can't just operate on the fact that, well, he's lost a bunch of times and he's going to lose again. And that's that's where we stumble. And I think
that doesn't mean we have to stop working.
That's true.
It means
that
we keep pushing, but we know that he is beatable.
So Brian Stelter reported on Twitter today about Chris Licks' postmortem.
That fucker.
Yeah. So he says here, I'm going to read this. It's a four.
Chris Licht and Matt Schlapp. I mean, it's like.
I know. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So Chris Licht begins CNN's 9 a.m. editorial call by praising Caitlin Collins for a masterful performance last night. He says, I couldn't be more proud of her and the whole team in New Hampshire. Then he says he's aware of the backlash. And then, quote, you do not have to like the former president's answers, but you can't say we didn't get them, Licht tells staffers, most of whom are angry about the town hall. Yeah, so he pissed off a lot of people inside CNN, by the way. The whole event did. And then he said, Caitlin pressed him again and again and made news, made a lot of news, and that is our job.
Yeah, you don't make news.
No.
Make the news, CNN. You report.
That is exactly right, yeah. Any cable news network, anyone in journalism says, oh, we did a great job because we made news. Anyone who makes themselves the story should not be trusted.
I agree.
Because what they're going to do, if they're the story, they're obviously sculpting the events leading up to them becoming the story in order for them to become the story. It's inherently a dishonest thing.
Yep.
And then, you know, the crazy thing is, you know you're bad at your job running a news network when randos on Twitter, that garbage website, know way more about covering the news than the CEO who's running an entire news network. And that's the case all over social media today. So let's see what else here. The next tweet in Brian Stelter's thread, he said, quoting Chris Licht, while we all may have been uncomfortable hearing people clapping, that was also an important part of the story, Licht adds, because those folks represent, quote, a large swath of America, and the media screwed up by missing that part of the story in 2015-16.
What? Are you kidding?
Oh, God damn.
How many stories about, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Lead Paint from, you know...
Yeah.
Duffy L. Leadpaint and his wife, Una Jean,
Diner
worked
people.
At the Hammer plant, you know, until it went overseas.
Right.
They decided they wanted to vote for Trump because they wanted. I mean, it's just every single fucking New York Times profile is like another white asshole in a diner somewhere who knows zero about foreign policy. And
there are almost as many embeds in diners in red states as there were embeds in the Iraq War, for God's sake. Then the final tweet here in this postmortem is, covering Trump is, quote, tricky and messy, Licht says, and it will continue to be messy and tricky, but it's our job. I guess he means it's our job to cover Trump. He confidently says America was served very well by what we did last night.
No, yes. No, yeah. No, no,
no,
no.
Oh my exactly. God. Thank you, Jody.
Yeah. America was not served well last night. What happened last night, the framing of him as just a normal candidate who deserves a normal town hall on CNN, brought us one step closer to autocracy. Us one step closer to president for life, Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. That's what that did. That was not serving anyone but Donald Trump. And you know partly how I know that? Because Donald Trump's own people were like, hey, this is great. They loved that, what
they
happened
totally
last
did.
Night. Jonathan Swan reported this last night. Trump advisors are thrilled at how this is going so far for him. They can't believe he's getting an hour on CNN with an audience that cheers his every line and laughs at his every joke.
Jesus.
That is not serving America. That is not. Even if there are 45% or whatever it is of American voters who support this guy, whatever that number may be, those people are wrong. They've been duped. They've been scammed, brainwashed into supporting this guy who has easily the worst record of any president in history.
Certainly, I mean, at the bottom 46.
It's just like your drunk uncle crashed his RV into the house.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, let's give him another RV and see what he does. You know? Like,
right.
And then when he smashes into the house again, I feel like we were well served by the, you know, like, fuck you, Chris Licht.
The threat to democracy was absolutely aided by CNN, which totally normalized this despotic monster who will, again, I can't emphasize this enough. We need to repeat. He will never leave office until he's dead.
And then George Santos is a mini version of him. The only reason that they indicted him so quickly is he has no fucking power.
Kimberly and I last night were talking about why Chris Licht is doing this. And there are a lot of theories about how, well, maybe he's colluding with the Trump people and so on. And that's all theoretically possible. But what we know about cable news and how it operates, we know that these are the following motives for covering people like Donald Trump. Number one, and this is in any particular order. You can put these in whatever order you want. Number one, access. They cover Donald Trump like they did last night to get access. They know he's going to be the nominee or most likely the nominee. Let's call him the presumptive nominee. So they want to be able to have access. They want a seat on the fucking bus or the Trump jet, that janky secondhand thing that he flies around in. They want a seat on that. They want access. They want to be able to scoop people. They want to be able to get inside information. And that's how they kind of do it. They do favors for the Trump people in order to get favors back. The next thing, ratings. What do ratings do? They deliver ad revenue. Mm-hmm. And then what do ratings and ad revenue do? Well, they make Zaslav, David Zaslav, and his new Warner Brothers Discovery cohorts really, really happy.
Well, that's what Les Moonves, noted sexual predator, said.
Yeah.
When Donald was running the first time, when Mr. Moonves, sorry, I met him once, so that's how I refer to him.
Well, sometimes I'll say Mr. Liddy, referring to Gordon.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So when he said, oh, he's bad for the country, but he's great for ratings, fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
By the way, Donald, were he ever to become that powerful again, CNN, you're done.
Oh, yeah. Given the opportunity, I underscore that part. It's not something that he's just going to try to do. If he gets an opening, if his advisors say this is fine, if he's got the backing of some people in Congress, he will absolutely disappear CNN reporters. He will seek vengeance on anyone. I swear
he
to God, this is
vengeance on those that have, you know, it will be a whole, it will be so Pulp Fiction.
Anybody who reported on television about Trump and Russia will be arrested if Trump becomes president again.
Absolutely.
Will be. I'm not saying could be, might be. They absolutely will be. Mm-hmm. Believe him when he says shit. When he's been screaming about the enemies of the people for how long? He's not just doing that to say things.
No.
There's an intention backing all of that. And that's to get revenge. If there's one thing we know about Donald Trump seeks revenge against his enemies. Everything he does is geared toward that to a degree. So meantime, just backing up what Jonathan Swan had reported last night, Oliver Darcy wrote today that CNN and new network boss Chris Licht are facing a fury of criticism both internally and externally over the event, before adding, how Licht and other CNN executives address the criticism in the coming days and weeks will be crucial. Well, here's what's going to happen. They'll suddenly change tact right before Joe Biden has his town hall. You know, they'll suddenly say, oh, well, maybe we should be adversarial to presidential candidates. So we'll we're going to start that policy right before Joe Biden walks on stage.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us have been doing this long enough to see some of this shit coming down Main Street, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, with cable news, it's
sitting in the back of a convertible waving at us.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Wearing a fucking tiara, bitch.
Right. So I've got several clips here in case you missed it. Again, you know, look, I believe that people need to hear some of what he has to say. And obviously, we're not framing him as being normal like CNN is doing. We're presenting this critically with an adversarial tone.
La, 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 la. I hear nothing.
Yeah, well, guess what? He's going to be the Republican nominee. So we have to cover him. That's the double-edged sword of this kind of crisis. Where on one hand, we know that giving him attention is what he wants. But on the other hand, we can't ignore him. What have I been saying for years and years and years now? Ignoring them doesn't make them go away. It only empowers them.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the converse of that. What if the Republicans stop paying attention to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi? What if the Republicans stopped paying attention to our people? Would that be good news or bad news for us?
It'd be great news.
It would be phenomenal news, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So bear that in mind. Okay. That, that's the conundrum that we face, but we have to face it anyway, because this is reality. It's not always clean. It's a messy reality that we're facing right now, but the stakes are too high to go to sleep. So here's Donald Trump. This is probably the most excerpted clip from the town hall last night. So Caitlin Collins doing her best to try to challenge him on the document theft. That whole grand jury investigation, the Jack Smith investigation, pissing off Donald Trump to the point where he called her a nasty person.
That's the question that investigators have, I think, is why you held on to those documents when you knew the federal government was seeking them and then had given you a subpoena to return them.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Can I talk?
Yeah, what's the answer?
Do you mind?
Oh, this is where he pretends to be wounded. He just frames the whole thing as being, why are you ganging up on me? I did nothing wrong.
Can I talk now?
It's like, the fucker, you've been doing absolutely nothing else for 30 minutes, but please, by all means.
Yep. He's a baby.
Whip it out.
He's a gigantic baby.
To return
Are you
them.
Ready? Are you ready? Can I talk?
Yeah, what's you the mind? Answer?
Do you mind?
I would like for you to answer the question.
Okay, it's very simple to answer.
That's why I asked it.
It's very simple to, you're a nasty person, I'll tell you.
Really effective to have the peanut gallery cheering for that.
I mean,
shit.
That was my I actually turned on Sean Hannity last night at a point, and I don't know why, because there was some THC involved, so that could be why. I just kind of wanted to see, because I never watch Hannity. He has an audience.
Hannity has an audience now?
He did last night.
That's weird. Yeah. Okay.
He probably had it was one of those focus group things.
Such a weird network.
He's trying to be the new Tucker. He wants the time slot. So yeah. He's trying to figure out how that Rupert will get him that. So if I have an audience, perhaps. I don't know what he's thinking, Fred Flintstone, ugly version of him.
Yeah.
But I was like, wait, And I'm like, I'm not that stoned.
I can't imagine watching Sean Hannity high. Like, I just, his little voice.
Much better to watch him not sober.
Yeah.
I couldn't see him, shrinking. Get smaller, Tina. You know,
Well, here's the thing. I think last week I speculated that maybe Jesse Waters is going to get that 8 o'clock Tucker slot.
I think you're right. I think you're right, because he's just as despicable as Tucker.
Yeah, so. I've seen more rumors leading in that direction, that Jesse Waters. I mean, you talk about an empty suit who's willing to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the next clip. There's another clip regarding the document theft.
When it comes to your documents, did you ever show those classified documents to anyone?
Not really. I would have the right to. By the way, no. They would declassified evidence. Not that I can think of. Let me just tell you.
Not that I can think of.
Not that I can think of. It's just you fucking, he's such a liar.
Yeah.
He fucking showed the Saudis Israel's nuclear program.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
I mean, that's what the whole LIV golf thing is. Mm-hmm. And the fucking Saudi royal family was like, hey, do you want a couple of million? Well, can we look at those Israel nuke maps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
Well, here's what I think. Here's my theory. And this kind of speaks to the fact that there were many empty folders in and amongst the documents that should have had classified documents inside the folders, but there was nothing in there. My theory is that he had them framed and given away as gifts to people like the Saudis.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right. Oh, my God. And he probably signed them with that EKG signature of his. You know what? The more I think about it, the more I'm convinced that that's exactly what happened. Here's something really special.
They got the confidential stamps all over him. He knows they're not there to be kept. He can play dumb all he wants, but he knows they're supposed to not be seen by the public.
Okay. Well,
otherwise they wouldn't have value. That's why they're expensive, because they're secrets.
That's true. Although he could have just given copies and kept the originals. I mean, who knows? I mean, the guy's a crackpot. He has no judgment whatsoever. I'm more comfortable not giving them the benefit of the doubt. You know what I mean? So here's the rest of this documents clip.
I have the absolute right to do whatever I want with them.
You don't.
When it comes to your documents, did you ever...
See, whatever I want with them. I can set them on fire and grill steaks over them. it's just... Oh, God.
Here was the most...
Where are you, blood clot?
David Louise Ferguson, and we all laughed at it, so we're all bad. Jody Louise Hamilton, Bob Louise Seska, we are all bad people.
We can go sit in timeout.
All right, you know what? We're going to feel better about it after I play this clip, because this was the most horrendous moment last night. This is the last thing I heard before I went on and screamed.
Before the smoke started pouring out of your ears.
Yes, before I started relentlessly screaming at John Fugelsang. Here's Donald Trump talking about how Democrats want to rip babies from the womb and murder them and execute them. This is not only a gigantic whopper lie, but also so incredibly dangerous. So remarkably dangerous to be spreading this kind of nonsense.
I think it's very important to say this. I consider the other side to be radical, because the other side, under Roe v. Wade and other things, the other side, they're radical, because they will... Remember the debate with Hillary Clinton? I said, rip the baby out of the womb at the end of the ninth month. They will kill the baby in the ninth month. Crazy governor of Virginia, from the former governor, where he said, no, the baby will be born, and then we'll decide essentially whether or not to execute the baby.
But, Mr. President, can we talk about what you would do
people. It's not the pro-life people that are radical.
But if you are reelected and you're back in the Oval Office...
See, Caitlin Collins... She needed to fucking drop a stake in that, right there, and be like, that is not true.
Exactly.
No one is killing newborns, okay?
Right.
Unless they are not viable.
Mm-hmm.
And it just,
This
is saying that the Jews eat Christian children's hearts and grind their bones for flour. This is blood libel.
Yeah, it is.
This is his fucking idiot, harebrained, cracked out QAnon freak followers are going to be I must go shoot liberals now.
Yeah,
babies.
Yeah.
They're executing babies. Yeah.
Go ahead.
They're hypothesizing about, they're fantasizing about all the ways that us vicious liberals are murdering and executing babies right after they're born.
Aren't Republicans letting babies be murdered because they don't stop gun violence?
No, of course they are. That's
all
the
right, just a reminder.
Contradiction. Yeah.
Yeah, we have to make sure women carry babies to term so the bullets can hit something.
Yes. They want live babies because they need plenty of targets.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this is so immensely wrong. And what he's talking about regarding Ralph Northam, who did bungle that explanation, but what Ralph Northam was talking about was if a baby is born with a catastrophic birth defect and that baby is going to die, this gives parents permission to at least make the baby as comfortable as possible while it passes on. That's all that was. And he did a terrible job of explaining it.
Mm-hmm.
But that, and of course, it gave Donald Trump the opening to be able to say shit like this, which is only going to get doctors killed, nurses killed, women killed, people killed in general, because they want to stop Democrats from, as Trump says, executing babies.
Liz Cheney has said it. Lindsey Graham has said it. It's not just Donald and his being Donald. He takes it from legitimate politicians that are lying about this shit. Okay, first off, late term, as in after Roe, after 24 weeks, abortion care is usually because there's something wrong with the fetus or the mother is going to die.
Right.
And if the fetus is healthy, that fetus is now a baby born out and they put it in the NICU.
Yes.
They're not killing that child. No. They're not going to do it.
No, I was born if 2 months premature. And
thank
they
you.
Moved fucking heaven and earth
to save you. Exactly. So, and that's the thing. It's like if there is abortive care between 24 weeks and 40 weeks, which is the gestation for humans.
The baby was going to die or the mother was going to die.
Exactly. Right, either the fetus is in flux or the mother is in flux. If the fetus is in flux, that fetus is going to die regardless. And if it dies in utero, it can kill the mother.
Exactly.
Okay. So if we take that fetus out of the uterus of that person who is pregnant, the pregnant person might actually survive.
Yep.
And that person wanted that child. Mark my words.
Yeah. No one's waiting until the end of the ninth month to have an abortion.
Not
it's just not happening.
Waiting until 6 months either. It's
no,
so
by 6 months, fucking like names are picked.
Yes.
You know,
you're doing
nurseries
the reveal
are being
party.
Decorated. And like, I mean, anyone who gives up a baby after that point, the baby was going, I mean, it's not like you just suddenly are like, you know, I'm 7 months into this pregnancy and I just think I can't handle it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of done. It. Yeah. Let's just get rid of it now. I went through all this trouble.
It doesn't happen. Women, people, it doesn't happen like that.
No,
and how dare Liz Cheney, Lindsey Graham, and Donald fuck say that?
I'm willing to believe, though, that Liz Cheney and Lindsey Graham have never actually had sex.
Not with each other.
No, I mean with anyone.
Like, it's possible.
They don't actually have a dog in this fight.
Well, look, it's once again, they're pursuing solutions to problems that don't exist. That's the
Thank
entire
you.
Republican thing. Let's just make up a problem, like critical race theory.
Infanticide has always been illegal.
Trans athletes, or let's come up with bathroom assaults by trans people. I mean, it's all made up. It doesn't actually happen. You look at the statistics, it's not even there. Trans terrorism? Don Jr. was ranting about that. Jesse Waters ranting about that. Oh my God, it doesn't exist. Murdering babies is already infanticide. It's illegal. It's against the law. You go to fucking prison if you do that.
No shit.
Oh God. Yeah, and I know we're like a four-letter word city here today, but it's appropriate.
Hey, it's our fucking job, Bob.
It's appropriate now, yeah. Okay, so we've got a few more things that we want to talk about regarding this. Plus, we have some other news.
Plot is a four-letter word.
So if you're pissed off at cable news and other very serious political analysts, like CNN we're talking about here.
Thank you.
Here's an outstanding way to support independent media, critical media, adversarial media, especially this podcast. For just $5 per month, you can support our Patreon page as we guide you through the madness and chaos of our politics. But it's not just about supporting shows like this one. You're also going to get bonus content as a reward for your monthly support. We're talking about exclusive access to our Shadow Docket show, which we record after the end credits on our Tuesday and Thursday podcasts. You also get access to the Patreon app where you can download the free show and our bonus content. Plus, you can join the discussion with our community of Patreon members in the comments under each episode. All of that for just $5 per month, right? Pennies per show. So don't miss out. BobSeskaShow.com, Patreon.com/BobSeskaShow. Go there now. Bookmark it. Send it to all your friends. Subscribe. And we thank you in advance.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are.
They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Bob Seska. All-time favorites all day long.
Yeah, from outer space. King Cyborg, huh? Brand new music from King Cyborg. One of our favorites here on the show. A song called Hypnotic. H-I-P-N-O-T-I-C. I got a link in the description, of course, to download right now. Oh, man. You know, it's one of those things I'm tempted to play the whole goddamn thing. So good. Yeah, BobSeska.com. Find this episode dated 5/11/23. Click on that link, scroll down, and you'll find the links to buy this music. Add it to your record collection now, right? So good. BobSeska.com/music to submit your work to the show. Thank you for doing that. Okay, so let's see here. Yes, he remarked about the E. Jean Carroll verdict a little bit.
Of course.
Yeah, and he was appropriate. He
will not put down the shovel on that one. He's just like, keep digging, you know.
We're going to talk about that in a second as far as Donald Trump making things worse for Donald Trump, for sure. But here he goes again.
There was a taped deposition of you from October, and you defended the comments that you made on that Excess Hollywood tape about being able to grab women how you want. Do you stand by those comments?
I said if you're famous and rich or whatever I said, but I said if you're a star, you are, and I said women let you. I didn't say you grip. I said women let. You know, you didn't use that word.
No.
But if you, oh, my God. It's so funny.
God, it's the passive. It's like they come up and they just like throw their, they just launch
they
themselves
their pussy
at you.
Yeah.
Vagina first, you know, like a slingshot, you know.
Read something yesterday Travis printed something that apparently Donald Troth, where he said she calls her cat vagina.
You know, I don't know what he's talking about. My guess is the P word. He uses the P word there. I don't know. I don't know what that even means.
I know.
He said it. He said it last night too. He talked about how.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He talked about what she allegedly refers to her husband as, and the name of her cat, as though that's somehow relevant. But the thing here with this whole defense, where the stars are able to do it, they let you do it if you're a star
for a million years.
Yeah, for a million years.
Yeah, a million years.
Which
he's
also going to say again. But he so painted himself into a corner on this.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing to say. Like, no one can relate to that. But he's stuck with it. He's kind of trapped in his own bullshit.
Bullshit.
That's what it's a trap.
Yeah, it's absolutely a trap. Let's hear more of it here.
Look, women let you. Now, they said, will you take that back? I said, look, for a million years, this is the way it's been. I want to be.
It's the way it's been. A million years. It's been that way. Oh, God, I hate when he's trying to be cute.
Be honest, this is the way it's been. I can take it back if you'd like to, but If you're a famous person, if you're a star, and I'm not referring to myself, I'm saying people that are famous, people that are
you
stars,
were asked in the deposition,
people
do you
that
consider
are rich,
yourself to be a star,
people that are powerful,
yes.
They tend to do pretty well in a lot of different ways, okay? And you
what
would
does
like
that
to
mean? They doing well?
Yeah, doing well
in,
as
in
far
grabbing as grabbing people?
Yes, yes, bingo. Stars do well when
grabbing
they
people.
Sexually assault women.
Wow.
Because after all, the women let you if you're a star. That's what I'm talking about. He can't punch his way out of this paper bag. He just can't do it. It's so ridiculous.
I'm going to take that back. I can't take it back because it happens to be true. I said it's been true for 1 million years. Approximately
1 million
years, perhaps a little bit longer than that.
So you stand
a little bit longer, right?
And people are laughing. It's like, dude, seriously? You do realize...
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Well,
I'm just
no, they don't. They don't realize that Homo
it's
sapiens...
It's only been about 250,000 years of humanity, but
right. Right. Right, of course.
The space aliens that came here.
Even if, you were going back 250,000 years, like were there red carpets and celebrities back then? Mm-hmm. Were they wearing bling? What was the
Met
deal
Gala.
With
the, there was the Met Gala.
The celebrities. Maybe he was thinking of the unfrozen caveman lawyer or something like that.
Maybe.
Who, by the way, he owes money to. I'm speculating, but yeah. Probably
I'm just trying
money.
To imagine the ribbon cutting at the pyramids of Giza. You know, like...
All right, one last thing. One last thing we got to play here.
Pharaohs could grab women. You know, just.
All right,
women
this
were slaves, so there's the difference.
This is Donald Trump trying to wiggle out of the fact that he's on tape saying, "Give me 11,000 votes."
Mm-hmm.
It was a perfect call.
Call that you had with the Secretary
perfect
of State,
call.
Brad Raffensperger.
Yeah, sure.
Perfect call.
The fact that there are indictments expected to come in that case this summer, is that a call you would make again today?
Yeah, I called questioning the election. I thought it was a rigged election. I thought it had a lot of problems. I had every, I guess he's Secretary of State, I called. Listen to this. There are like 7 lawyers in the call, many of them from there. We're having a call. We're having a normal call. Nobody said, oh, gee, he shouldn't have said that. Why? If this call was bad.
Yeah, you know, yeah, all those people were going to go, you know, Mr. President, you shouldn't have said that. Why'd you just say that? They don't give a shit. They're not going to correct Donald Trump as he's begging for more votes to be conjured up out of thin air.
Question the election.
You asked
if this
him
call
to find
was bad,
votes.
I didn't ask him to find anything. Let
We've
me just
heard
tell
the-
Yes, he did.
You just did.
Find me 11,000 votes. That's what I want. It's on tape.
Jesus
he is,
fucking Christ. I wish that Travis said this morning, there should have been a thing behind him going, not true, this is what he did, and then just play it.
Yeah, yeah. He's taking his own supporters as the suckers they are. He knows
they are these rubes.
Yeah, the rubes. He knows they're not going to look it up. He knows they haven't listened to, or if they did listen to the tape, they believe it was doctored or something. So he's just saying, well, it was a perfect call.
No, they don't care.
I
mean, they don't really have memories as such. Like, they don't remember anything that happened more than 15 minutes ago. Like, they have to check what was on TV to know what time it was. You know, it just...
Yeah, yeah. And there was no evidence, none whatsoever. And to Caitlin Collins' credit, she did mention that the election was not stolen. There is no evidence along those lines. The election was not rigged against Donald Trump. She said that at least a couple of times. So at least there was that. And it was in the context of him talking about the perfect cool.
Because even his own lawyers can't contain him. Yeah. What makes Caitlin Collins think that she, with her fucking like butterfly net and lapel mic, are going to be able to... I mean, it just...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is someone that you don't let in the house, period.
That's right.
You know? It's like he shit on the carpet the last two times he was here. We shouldn't let him in. Well, I mean, he might not this time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, maybe he's not as drunk as he was. Yeah, it's just, okay.
So, if I were E. Jean Carroll, I would set
sue
aside.
Sue him again.
Yeah. If I were E. Jean Carroll, I would absolutely sue him again. You're exactly right, Jody. Because, and I would use.
Set aside some of that $5 million just for more legal fees.
Exactly. Reinvest it in another lawsuit. Because he continues to lie. He went off on a gigantic all caps rant on Truth Central.
Truth Central.
It says here, according to the New York Times, hours after a Manhattan jury on Tuesday found that former President Donald Trump had sexually abused and defamed the writer E. Jean Carroll, Mr. Trump went on social media to call her a liar. It was the kind of attack that had led.
I have no idea who this woman is. It's like, dude, don't blame your like old age memory dysfunction.
Yeah, not a
good. You know, like,
right.
Because you don't remember her does not mean she doesn't exist, dude. You don't remember what you had for breakfast.
Well, that's what he was doing all last night, too. He would say, I don't know this woman. And then he would describe everything about her. He would talk about her husband.
Right, I don't know this woman, but I know what her cat's name is.
Exactly.
And I have no idea who she is, but her cat's name is Vagina, and she calls her husband an ape. Like,
yeah, and he referred to the sexual abuse as hanky-panky last night. That's what he called it. He joked about the fact that he sexually assaulted E. Jean Carroll, said it was hanky-panky.
It wasn't hanky, nor was it panky.
He went through this whole thing last night where he set himself up again for another lawsuit because he described, I went inside and there was a dressing room next to the registers and she called me over and we couldn't get in there because all the doors were locked. And then when
but
we got
no
into one,
she is,
I have no idea who she is. And right. I remember everything about her, but I have no idea who she is. And then we went in there and there was hanky panky. So he goes into this exhaustive description of all these things, like the nickname she has for her husband allegedly, and the fact that she calls her cat Vagina. Okay, all right, I'm done. I'm so done with this. I really am. I've exhausted myself. Are we done with the show yet? I hope she, god damn it, I hope she files another lawsuit. And there are, by the way, another couple dozen women who should follow suit.
I agree.
Yeah, I did a whole
especially
video.
Especially if they're New Yorkers, just do it.
Yeah, I posted a video on all the different social media places detailing some of the women who have also accused him. Maybe they could come forward under the Abuse Survivors Act in New York, which helped E. Jean Carroll, of course. Mm-hmm. So Donald Trump always making things worse for Donald Trump. So moving along to someone
I keep going back to that deposition where he's like, you wouldn't be my first choice either. And it's like, I'm sure the lesbian attorney is crushed.
I know.
That you don't find her attractive, you fucking foreskin.
Right. The like, melting troll sitting in front of her is so attractive that she'd just be, oh, why would he not want to have sex with me? I'm so sad about that. So speaking of people who make things worse for themselves, George Santos was indicted. George Santos will very likely remain a member of Congress until he loses his reelection campaign because the Republicans are just that brazen. So Santos, who,
this is what I was saying about the Republican majority. If we just wait, they're all going to get indicted. You know, five or six of them will either like get indicted or like run over a small child speeding their roadster through a tiny New England town or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like they're such terrible people and their grasp on this is so tenuous that I think that if we just wait, we might see Speaker Jeffries before long.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. I think Kevin McCarthy knows how to count to 218. So he's thinking, man, if I lose this guy, that makes it one vote more likely that the Democrats could win some floor votes. So Santos faces seven counts of wire fraud, three counts of money laundering, one count of theft of public funds, two counts of lying to the House of Representatives on financial forms. Wire fraud, by the way, is the most serious charge, carries a penalty of up to 20 years in prison. We also know that from the Jack Smith investigation of Donald Trump, where Save America PAC and Donald Trump could be charged with wire fraud as well. With this
Sorry, George. No more lip injections for you in the penitentiary.
No more unemployment benefits when you're making more money than most people.
Yeah. If Santos is found guilty of multiple counts, a judge would decide whether he should serve his sentences concurrently or consecutively. So that's all.
Oh, gets to go consecutive, baby.
Great news. But I mean, where do you all think this is going to land as far as his status in Congress? I mean, is he going to stick out? He's going to stick around
until
2025?
McCarthy will not kick him out.
No.
He needs the vote.
Yeah.
So that's unless he's like incarcerated, because you can't vote unless you're on the floor. So unless he's incarcerated before 2025, we're fucked with him. This motherfucker. And he is what the Republican Party wants to be. And he literally said it's a witch hunt. Hi.
Well, here's how George Santos is going to play this. He's going to wait for everyone to stop paying attention and he's just going to ride it out. I mean, obviously, he's got to go through some things legally and in court and so on. But as far as serving out the rest of his term, and he's not wrong on this, he's just going to exploit our lack of long-term memory or our short-term memory deficits. We'll put it that way. Where it's,
I don't think he's got the stamina, Bob. I think he's going to flame out spectacularly. I think that he will have a DUI accident or he will overdose. I mean, something is, I mean, I just, he to me is like, he's weak. You can just look at his face and tell that he is a, you know, like little grub worm with no like force of conviction. And that's one of the reasons I think people are stepping on him as fast and hard as they are. And even other Republicans from the New York, you know, congressional delegation are like, please go away. You're making us look bad. And I don't know. I don't think he will make it to the end of his term because I feel like he has so little perspective and he's so self-obsessed. I mean, you heard him talk about yesterday, like he's like, oh my God, I could write a book about this. It's like, you're going to prison. Like, I mean, I just like maybe you can write a book from there, kid, but I don't think you've got what it takes. Like, you are a liar who believes his own PR and gets like, I mean, he gets carried away. And I'm like, part of being a skillful liar, said the ex-drug addict, is like knowing your limitations and like knowing the boundaries of truth and understanding that like you can tell this person this and that person that, but don't let them meet.
Right.
Like, and he built a whole political campaign of just fabulous, like just completely just like lying in ways that are very easily debunked. I don't think he's got the self-control to stay in the game.
No, no. But while his plan may be to ride it out, I think you're exactly right. I think the reality of it is that he is very likely to self-destruct in all of this.
Yeah.
So it'll get to a point maybe where Kevin McCarthy said, well, he's more of a liability than he is a benefit. So that's always possible. I do believe, though, that the Republicans are just brazen enough that as long as George Santos isn't flailing around and calling too much attention to himself, they'll keep him around until he can no longer vote. And then once that
That's all he knows how to do is flail around and call attention to himself. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
And if he ends up escaping prison somehow, which seems unlikely at this point, he's going to do quite well. He'll get some sort of board position, so, you know, be able to sit on some board and make all kinds of money. I mean, this is typically what he's
going to do.
I think that about Milo, too. But, like, I think that the whole Republican tolerance of your queerness stops when you start being a liability.
I don't know.
Heard of Ken Melman anymore?
Exactly.
Like,
By the way, speaking of queerness, I just wanted to, and I mean this in all sincerity, acknowledge and send our condolences to Glenn Greenwald, whose husband died earlier this week.
Did. What?
David Miranda.
He died, it was Tuesday. Yeah. It was announced that he died.
Yeah.
What?
He had some sort of long-term infection.
Yeah, he's in the hospital.
Yeah.
They didn't say what it was, but you know, Glenn Greenwald is a schmuck, but I'm sad for him and his children.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's horrible. So
that is horrible. David Miranda is only like 36 or something.
He was
37.
Very,
yeah, 37.
Yeah,
he was a couple of days before his 38th birthday, which is one of the reasons why it was so shocking to hear that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I met him a long time ago and he was actually very sweet to me.
He seems like a nice guy. David Miranda seemed like a nice guy. I mean, he kind of got looped into the whole Snowden thing 10 years ago. That's how
a lot of people
initially heard of him. Yeah.
A lot of people did.
Where he acted as sort of a courier of thumb drives, allegedly. I think that was the story.
Really stupid idea, folks.
Yeah. But I mean, it's such a
tragedy. I can't go to England, but I'll send my husband, who's invisible. Like, no. People know who your husband is, dude.
But I mean, regardless, they seem to have set themselves up with a pretty decent life in Brazil, where they had rescued all of these homeless dogs, which is one of the things, probably the only thing I admire about Glenn Greenwald, is his dog rescue activities and trying desperately to keep the dogs from fighting with the monkeys that live all around his house in the jungle and so on. Just a horrible tragedy. No one deserves to lose a spouse.
It's very
sad.
It's very, very sad. Yeah. I mean, that's just sad.
Okay, on that note, we'll take a short break when we come back.
Great. All right, folks. Well, have a nice one.
Well, we're going to take a short break when we come back. We got to talk about the results of one of the House Republican investigations into Joe Biden. This is invariably good news, so stick around. We'll be back right after these words.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Bob Seska plays more music.
It's 4 in the morning and I'm not in bed. I can't wonder who's alive or in my head. Oh, mama, dear mama, what a rough ride it's been. I promise to come back, I will not forget. She says it's AT&T, how I make our places call. Said take sweet time, I'm sure there's no good news at all. You know that I can't wait to see you again. And it breaks my heart every time that I call. Texas.
Oh yeah, the great Marina Rocks. It's a brand new single.
Keep you blind.
Spectacular, this song.
Keep you barefoot and pregnant little babies all around.
Yeah, it's a song called Dumb and Down. This will drop on Friday, so it's not even available right now to download. But once Friday rolls around, which is for people of the future, that's the day after we recorded this. You can go to wherever you get digital music. Download it, yeah. One of the greatest guitarists that we feature here on the show. She is, God, oh my God, like Lindsey Buckingham, of that kind of classification. Just such an incredible musician, songwriter. All right, the great Marina Rocks, link in the description. Of course. Well, you know what? I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to link to because the song's not out there yet. But I'll point you in the right direction. I'll point you to one of the platforms, probably Apple Music, where Marina's official page is there. So the song will appear there once it gets dropped on Friday. All right. BobSeska.com/music to submit your work to the show. So this is great news. The House Republicans found no wrongdoing by President Biden. This Of course they didn't, because the whole point was to have the investigation in the first place. So they could say,
right,
we investigated. And that means, ooh, he must have done something wrong. It's like the investigation itself was kind of the declaration of guilt. But then they just sneak it out here under the umbrella of other things in the news cycle so that no one's really paying attention to the fact that they didn't find anything. According to the New York Times, after 4 months of investigation, House Republicans who promised to use their new majority to unearth evidence of wrongdoing by Joe Biden acknowledged on Wednesday that they had yet to uncover incriminating material about him, despite their frequent insinuations that he and his family have been involved in criminal conduct and corruption, which they have no evidence for. The whole idea is to be able to say Joe Biden or Hunter Biden and criminal corruption. Mm-hmm. That's the idea. We're just going to throw that out there.
String the words together.
Exactly. Just implant that in people's brains. Oh, he must be crooked. And by the way, don't look over there at all of the influence peddling and so on with the Trumps in China. Don't pay any attention to that, where there's actual corruption, where we know for a fact that Trump does business in China. We know that he has a Chinese bank account. We know that he has offices in Shanghai. We know that he rented out, what, one or two floors, entire floors of Trump Tower to the top national bank, the top state-run bank in China. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And that's just the beginning of it. How many trademarks did China give to Ivanka?
Six.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. It feels like there are a lot more than six, though. Was it just six?
No, I think it was like a dozen or more.
Really?
Yeah.
I just remember the first set because I got in trouble with her publicist contacted Raw Story and was like, you have to retract that. And so I appended the story. And it was like, update. We've been contacted by Amber Smith from, this publicist. Oh, my God. I'm sure I got that person fired that day.
Actually. Oh, man. Too bad. Yeah. Well, at a much-publicized news conference on Capitol Hill to show the preliminary findings of their premier investigation into Mr. Biden and his family, leading Republicans released financial documents detailing how some of the president's relatives were paid more than $10 million from foreign sources between 2015 and 2017. You know what? I would wager that the amount of money the Trumps have received from China is, an order of magnitude greater than $10 million, I assure you.
You think?
Yeah, of course. Of course that's the case. Oh, by the way, meantime, Eric Trump, David, is threatening to sue Rachel Maddow.
Oh, this is the funniest thing ever. This is the funniest fucking thing ever.
Yeah. So Rachel, on her show Monday night, detailed how there's going to be an event at Trump Doral. Buzz and I talked about this on Tuesday's show. And Trump Doral, by the way, that's the bed bug Trump resort. That's where they found all the bed bugs. I just want to keep saying Trump Doral and bed bugs. Just keep repeating that over and over again. So Rachel Maddow reports on the fact that there's this event at Trump Doral where there's bed bugs and Nazis, actual Nazis, people who support Adolf Hitler are speaking at this event alongside
the Hitler was right crowd.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Alongside Eric Trump and Lara Trump and the usual suspects. So this is what Rachel Maddow reported. And then Eric Trump tweeted this. Maddow is walking a fine line. We are the most pro-Israel family in American political history.
Oh, for God's sake.
Boy, the exaggeration apple doesn't fall far from the exaggeration tree, does it?
No.
Like I said, a little shit never falls far from the big asshole.
Yeah. Right. From the Abraham Accords. Yeah, you know what? That is such nonsense. That Abraham Accords thing, the UAE and Israel were already communicating. They're already doing business together. It's like the foreign policy equivalent of Donald Trump slapping his name on a building that was already constructed. Plus, he said we moved the embassy to Jerusalem, recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights to sanctioning Iran. No one has done more for Israel than our family. That was Donald Trump, if at all. Not your family.
Oh, come on. Eric has no achievements on his own.
Hey, yeah. they have a Jew in the family.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. Fair. I'll allow it.
Yeah, after all, I'm surprised you didn't add that here. After all, we do have a Jew.
I've got a Jewish friend.
Yeah. No, I have a Jewish sister because she converted to marry Jared. So,
well, here's what he says. Never mind that my sister, brother-in-law, and niece and nephews happen to be proud Jews. So
there we go.
So
we have the Jews in the family. So how could we be Nazis?
Yes. So Eric Trump pointing out his Jewish friends.
Jesus fucking Christ.
If she, referring to Maddow, if she or anyone else even remotely suggests I am anti-Semitic, I will not hesitate to take legal action against them personally.
Uh-huh. That was not suggested. It just said that he is speaking at the same event as Nazis Nazi sympathizers are speaking at. She never said he was a Nazi. She never said he's anti-Semitic. She just said he's speak with those same people.
Yeah, Eric doesn't know what he's talking about here. Yeah,
that lawsuit will be fun.
Way out over his skis, as they say.
And he won't do it.
Yeah. Let's see what else here as we get close to wrapping up the show for the day. Lauren Boebert is sponsoring a bill to make the AR-15 the national gun of the United States.
Come on, Andrew Frisch. Go! Or Adam Frisch.
Oh, my God.
It's Adam Frisch, right? Or Andrew. I forget.
I don't know.
It's a Frisch.
I don't know.
And she makes Sarah Palin look smart, which pisses me off more.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Yeah. She is like, the same intelligence level as a dirty set of Spanx.
Thank you!
Yeah, this is what she's talking about here, in all seriousness, is the weapon that was used to gun down 20 kindergartners in school at Sandy Hook. We're talking about the same weapon that was used to mow down hundreds of people at a concert in Las Vegas. We're talking about every mass shooting, nearly, save for one or two, have been executed using this gun. Yeah.
It's a temporary reaction to this, because part of the reason she's doing it is because it makes liberals cry. You know, like,
yeah.
I mean,
oh,
part
yeah,
of their
totally
whole
that.
Raison d'etre is raising our blood pressure and making us miserable. And so it's like, I can only get so exercised about Lauren Boebert. Like,
yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, but we do have to push
back. At some point,
back.
She's going to walk by an open flame and all that polyester is just going to, you know. And
well, we do have to call out the gun culture when we get the opportunity, because you know what?
Yeah.
It's working. It's actually working. We had to revise, we had to correct the Fox News poll that we talked about last week, where we talked about the support for a ban on assault weapons. And I think the Fox News graphic had said 80% support. Well, it wasn't 80% support. It was actually 61% support. But that's still a gigantic number. That's more than
yep.
a supermajority. You get 61 yep. votes in the Senate, you can pass whatever the hell you want. So it seems to me as if the pushback against the gun culture appears to be working. And the obvious horrendousness that we see in these mass shootings appears to be swaying people toward the idea of, yeah, it's fine to regulate these retail products because that's what they are. So let's get moving on that, idiot Republicans. But Lauren Boebert's running around saying, yeah, we got to make this weapon of death the national gun of the United States. Insert
yeah,
here.
And we're going to make the dung beetle the official bird of the Colorado Republican Party.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, just finally here, some positive news on the economy. Inflation eased to the lowest level in 2 years. Prices yep. remain higher than normal, though. Consumer prices in April were 4.9% higher than a year ago. Down from
still getting down to normal. It's so close to normal.
Oh, yeah. And of course, it was always going to be this way. And it's happening just at the right time. Because the sooner it happens, the better off we're going to be as far as Joe Biden's reelection chances. The word just has to get out. We have to keep repeating about the health of the economy, the robust nature of the economic recovery out of that disaster that Trump precipitated with COVID.
And so, part of this is that actual competent people are in charge of the federal government right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, what was his fucking name? Trump's Secretary of the Treasury with his actress wife. Oh, he looked a little bit like
Steve Mnuchin.
John Oliver. Steve
oh,
Mnuchin.
Mnuchin. Yeah.
Like, can you imagine that guy trying to like run the ship but when it hits turbulent waters and it
Powell
interests,
is still
you know,
Powell
like,
is still a Trump appointee. Just to let you know. Jerome Powell is still
oh,
a Trump appointee.
Right. Yeah.
He's been held over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Well, that's not necessarily to say that Donald Trump loves Jerome Powell either.
I don't think he does necessarily, yeah. but I first off, I have stuff in savings, so interest rates going up for me is great.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, sure.
I'm not borrowing right now. So if you're saving money,
mm-hmm.
yay!
Well, yeah. I mean, that's one of the ways to...
But if you're not, if you have to borrow money, it sucks. Right now, thank God I have a fixed mortgage
yeah.
rate. So I don't... As soon as I learned about fixed versus variable, I'm like, how can I never have a variable?
Well, that's one of the only things that you can really do about inflation is to monkey around with the interest rates.
Well, and then there was also, you know, windfall profits laws mm-hmm. that were not going to ever be passed. I mean, there's a lot of other things besides that that could be done
yeah.
that would not hurt the rest of us when interest rates are raised. Because, I mean, literally people can't borrow money right now that need to, say, buy a car or refinance their home or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's bad. For me, it's great because I have a lot of money in savings because I learned a hard lesson that my dad learned because he grew up and he was born in 1929. He goes, oh, I just invest in real estate and T-bills.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I remember when I bought a house in, 2003, right as the housing market was beginning to boom. And I remember being elated over the fact that I got an interest rate of 5.25%.
Oh, my first interest rate was 7.75. So
oh, my God. I feel like I'm sitting with my parents.
Honey, I mean.
Can we tell you about
we're
going to
talk about interest rates?
And then our back pain. And what happens when I get up and I go, ow, what's going? No, seriously, my first interest rate was 7.75.
I'm on the TikToks now. Yeah, thanks, Grandpa.
Yeah, well, Bob is on the TikToks now.
Oh, I know.
But no, my first interest rate on this house, because I did not ask my mom to co-sign.
Mm-hmm.
It was 7.75%.
But you did refinance, right? Yeah.
Eventually.
Okay.
And
that's
now
good.
It's four and some change.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, seriously, I mean, trust me, my mortgage is lower than most people's car payments, so I'm not going to say
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But by the same token, it's the only reason I got that lower rate was because my credit was good and I was only 26.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was 1993 when interest rates were shooting through the roof.
Well, the interest rate right now was just raised again to a range between 5% and 5.25%, which is apparently the highest level in 16 years. So that would put us right back to where I was when I bought that house with a mortgage at 5.25%. And I thought it was great. I was like, oh, my God, happy day. Look at this interest rate. I bragged about it to everyone I knew. And you know, by the way, what my interest rate is.
It's only 5 and some change. Yeah.
5.25%. Look at me. Look how fancy I am. Look how savvy I am with negotiating my mortgage. I only had to hand over my colon x-rays in the process, but that's okay. Getting a mortgage is a pain in the ass. Even back then. Yeah. Even during the boom when they were just handing them out like free iPods. It was an amazing thing. Okay, that's it for the show today. We're going to continue talking over on the Shadow Docket, so come on, join us, why don't you? Patreon.com/BobSeskaShow
It is.
Yes, it is fun. We'll see you there. Bye-bye.
Bye.